love espresso, drip coffee, and cold brew? With the Ninja Luxe Cafe, if you can crave it, you can brew it. Espresso? Balanced. Drip coffee? Rich. Cold brew? In a flash. With Barista Assist technology, you brew with no stress and no guesswork. And make perfect silky microfoam hands-free from dairy or plant-based milks. Bring the coffee house home and unlock your favorites with the Ninja Luxe Cafe.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hello, it's Chris.
Hello, everybody. What's up? And welcome back to Chris vs. the People. Or if this is your very first time, hey, I'm Chris, the host of Chris vs. the People. And I actually just got home from Austin, Texas, where I had a show. And oh my God, it was like one of my favorite shows I've ever done. Not to start this off immediately with a self promo, but it does like sort of make topical sense to bring up. I am going on the road and I'm coming to Atlanta and Raleigh and Portland and Seattle. And I'll tell you, girls, I'm coming to New York, Indianapolis, and St. Louis. So get excited. I'll announce those soon. But today we've got a fun show. We have a nice mix, I feel, of things that could get really real. And also, I think we're going to have just some absolute classic debauchery. Now, if you are watching the video episodes up on youtube.com/@ChrisVersThePeople, you are noticing that we've got some new effects, some new things going on. Oh my God, I have to talk about last week's after show on Patreon. That after show, dare I say, was better than the fucking main episode. I am kind of gagged by it. Like that, oh my gosh, I am loving the Chris vs. the People after shows. They are so much fun and they make so much sense with this podcast. Now you can find those on patreon.com/ChrisClemens. But last week's really was like gaggy. The Patreon girls were fed a fucking Thanksgiving feast. So yeah, we will be recording a Chris vs. the People after show. But our first call today is with someone named Kahlua, which was one of my favorite things to put in my coffee in college. And they have a wild story about confronting their girlfriend's ex-wife. And I mean, listen, I'm a human with two eyes and two ears. I'm a simple person. That got me hook, line, and sinkered. Hi, Kahlua. It's Chris from Chris vs. the People. Now, I need to hear how wild this story about confronting your girlfriend's ex-wife is. How long ago was this?
This would have been November of last year, I believe.
What makes this story so wild? What were you confronting her about?
Okay, so my girlfriend and I have been together almost 3 years, right?
Okay.
And she had gotten a divorce from her ex-wife because she, a year into marriage, the ex-wife decided she wanted an open marriage. So my girlfriend was like, absolutely fucking not.
Oh my God, that's a crazy thing to discuss after getting married.
She pulled up two articles on open marriage to give to my girlfriend as if she didn't know what it was.
Not the fucking articles. Oh my God, my mom would do that with like reckless driving and texting and driving. She did that all during high school and that. Oh my God. Oh my God. That is a crazy way to say, hey, I want to open our fucking relationship.
Like a month before their wedding anniversary.
They're like, happy almost anniversary. Here's a wiki how to have an open marriage. What the fuck?
She's like very like mask presenting the ex-wife. And she was trying to say she wanted to like sleep with dudes.
Okay.
And so we're like, are you sure?
Yeah. So there's a lot going on with the ex-wife. Now, is this what you confronted her about?
No. So they've been divorced for almost 2 years by this point when I confronted her, right?
Okay.
And she had gone up to my girlfriend's sister-in-law, like, in the store and, like, tried to give her a hug and stuff. And she's like, no, we don't get along. Like, you're disgusting. You know, no. So then the sister-in-law was telling us about this at a family function. So then I was like, no, we're not playing this game. So I showed up at the ex-wife's front door and knocked on it.
Wait. You're telling me you drove to your girlfriend's ex-wife's front door to deliver this message?
Oh, no, my girlfriend drove me.
Oh, my God. So your girlfriend was like, here, give her these two articles on how we found her fucking house. Huh.
Well, it was the house that I lived in, so it wasn't that hard to find.
Okay, you got me there. That's how fucking stupid I am. Oh, my God. Have you ever driven to someone's house before to confront them?
Oh, yeah. I'm not scared of conversation.
Who else have you confronted? We're not going to go on a super tangent, but like, what other clients do you have?
You know, if I mean, Venmo me, you can let me know who to confront and I'll do it. But pretty much my baby daddy, you know, exes, family, you know.
You're saying this like you're talking about the weather forecast for a random Tuesday. But okay, so you go to her front door and then what?
And then I knock on the door and she's like a huge narcissist manipulator, right? So I wanted to talk to her like she was a child. And so I didn't let her, like, she opened the door, and I was like, hi, I don't know if you know who I am, but I'm so-and-so's girlfriend. And she was like, okay. And she, like, looked scared already, which I was like, okay, now I'm already winning. So then I proceeded to tell her to, when they got divorced, she also divorced the family, to stay the fuck away. Do not approach the family. Do not even look at them. Don't breathe in their direction. Don't do anything. She started then, like, well, that's not what happened. I said, I don't want to hear your excuses. Do you understand? Do you understand? And she's like, yeah. So I said, thank you. And then walked off the front porch.
Oh my God. Are you Whitney Houston in The Bodyguard? Because damn. Oh my God.
And I recorded the whole thing.
Shut up. You recorded it?
On voice memo, because her brother's a cop. And so I didn't want them to like try to use it against me and say that I was threatening or anything like that. So for my own, like cover my own ass, essentially.
Oh, wow. I had no idea that I was on the phone with the CEO of Girl Boss Industries. Holy shit.
Uh-huh.
And everything's been smooth sailing since?
Oh, yeah. No issues. It'll be fun at our Pride event, though, because we're a small town. So we'll all be there.
I mean, honestly, can you let me know the town so I can show up at least? Like, I want in.
Absolutely. You will love it.
I'm dead. I'll be on one of the floats. How about that? I'll be like, wait, stop the float here. I want to watch this pan out.
Yes.
Wow. Going to people's front door and telling them yourself is really crazy behavior that I really respect.
Thank you.
No, thank you for sharing. Oh, my God. Well, I'll be sure to stay on your good side.
Oh, you always will, baby. Don't worry.
Oh, okay. Period. Thank you. And let me know the Venmo to Venmo for your next confrontation. Yeah, exactly. Well, thank you so much for calling in, and I will talk to you later.
Thank you so much, Chris.
Oh, my God. I didn't think that like people actually did that. To quote Cynthia Erivo, I didn't know that was happening. That, I wish I could have that kind of balls to do, because like I just don't. And also, I just realized that the computer mouse has been on this table the whole time. If you're watching it, shut up. Now, next up, we're going to be talking to Elizabeth, who has a crazy story about her great-grandfather. I mean, okay, she said that my great-grandfather shot a woman he was having an affair with in the 90s. So, like, yeah, I need to hear what's going on with this, because what? Hi, Elizabeth. It's Chris from Chris vs. the People. Now, I will be talking to you on the after show about a whole separate story that you submitted, but I need to know what's going on with your great-grandfather.
Oh, let's get into it.
So, first of all, is he in jail?
He has now passed, but he did spend some time in prison.
Okay, right. I forgot that this is your great-grandfather and probably should have done that little algebra equation that he is no longer with us. So, do you know why he shot the woman he was having an affair with?
I do. I actually know her personally.
Okay, I'm listening. Ears are perked.
Right, okay. So, the story kicks off in the year 1996 with my great-grandpa. We're going to call him Dan.
Okay. Hey, Dan.
Right. So Dan got in a relationship with a woman named Margaret who was a year younger than his son.
Like, no spoiler alert, but like, is Margaret the one that he shot? Okay. Did she die?
No, she lived.
Oh, okay. Amazing. I just needed to know what facial reactions I should be making that are appropriate. Okay, got it. So
right. Margaret is alive. Dan has passed.
Okay, and is the same age as his son?
Yes.
This is already fucking nuts.
Right. So Dan starts cheating on his wife, my grandpa's stepmother, with Margaret, you know, the year this, the woman the same age as his son. Mm-hmm. Margaret kind of gets tired of him, you know, he's not a very good guy.
No, what? I didn't see that one coming.
Who would have, right? So she leaves him and runs to his dun 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 best friend's house.
Oh.
He finds her there very easy. He knows where she is. We live in a very, very small town.
Did they have each other's location? Oh, wait, it's 1996. Ignore that question. Jesus God.
1996.
No, I heard it. Okay, so I was like, well, no shit. He found her easily. He had her location.
Maybe he was on Life 360, right?
Oh, my God. Okay, so
and I will give a trigger warning, a little trigger warning to everyone listening, you know, a little bit of a domestic violence situation about to happen here.
I think that kind of comes along with the opening sentence of your submission.
So he comes in the house and he's like, where's Margaret? And Margaret's like, oh, shit, Dan's here, takes off running, and he grabs her by the back of the head, and he says, I would rather you be dead than with someone else, and shot her down the back. And it inserts right above her tailbone and paralyzes her. And he dropped a gun, and he called the cops on himself and waited for them to come and get him.
I don't know why I have a podcast because I'm left speechless most of the time. What? So did he think at that point that he offed her?
I don't even really know.
Oh,
because from her account, whenever she dropped, like she was just kind of like she was gone until like they came and got her.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Dude, men are not well. Like, period. Like, point blank, period.
No, and in our little small town, he founded this motorcycle organization that I became, like, the youngest member of when I was, like, 8.
This is the craziest Mad Lib I've ever heard.
So, flash forward, let's see what, like, 20 years later, not quite, I get a job at a nursing home where I meet Margaret.
You're lying.
Sadly not.
Did you know Margaret? Were you in contact with her leading up to this?
No, I had no idea. I didn't even know this story until my grandma called me and was like, hey, this person is like down the hall from you right now.
Oh?
And like, I kind of freaked.
So, oh my God. So it was total happenstance that you ended up working at the same place that she's at.
Right. Like, it was just like crazy. Like, she had been in like another state for like the majority of her life.
Oh my God, I like have chills. That's crazy.
Like she came back to like my state whenever like I did after leaving my ex-husband. Like it's kind of like a circle. Like that relates to like our next little story. Oh. But yeah.
Oh my God. Have you talked about it with her?
The day that I decided I was going to leave that nursing home, I told her who I was. And she let me know that the day I was born, she cussed my existence and wished me nothing but the worst, but she did let me know that she loves me now.
I mean, I am not going to blame her, but that's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Oh my God. So it's your last day at the nursing home and you're like, hey girl, by the way, remember Dan? And she's like, oh, I actually cursed your ass when you were born. That's crazy.
That's exactly how it went, actually.
Oh my God. I mean, it's like not funny because it's like an incredibly upsetting story, but like, like it makes me at least feel better because I feel like so many times I end up in situations, I mean, not like this, but like this where someone else has a whole history with someone and then I end up at like the same place as them. And then it's like, how did this happened. Oh my God. I actually have the craziest story. I'll give you a story in exchange. This is
okay.
Not even extreme. But one of my friends was celebrating something in New York. And so I had gone back to my apartment to get dressed for this dinner. And on the way to the dinner, or on the way to my apartment, my friend sends our group a screenshot of this hot guy who matched with her on Hinge or Bumble or one of them.
Okay.
And we were like, ooh, what's going on? And so then I'm like, okay, hot as fuck. Like, yes, I need to see more. So she sends a screen recording of his profile, you know, like as friends do about like this new person that you've matched with.
Right.
Oh, well, no, she sent us the text conversations that they had, and it was like really hot. It was like, what are you doing? Like out of the city, like come back and go on a romance. Like it was hot. So then she sends the screen recording of his profile. No joke. An hour and a half later, I go to like get drinks with everyone before our reservation. And my friend's best friend comes up and she's like, oh, hi. Oh, and the guy that my friend was talking to, we'll call Noel. So we get to pre-drinks before our dinner reservation. And my friend's best friend comes and she's like, oh, I'm like, this is the guy that I'm dating. His name is Noel. And I'm like, okay, cute. He's hot. Like, work. All of a sudden, I hear what he does for a job, and it's very specific. And I remember thinking, wait, my friends just talked about someone in the group chat with that job. And then I fucking realized that the person I had just met, who is someone is dating, is the exact same person I had just heard about an hour and a half prior in my texts. The guy that matched with my best friend is sitting right next to me as I'm watching a screen recording of his dating profile. Is that not crazy?
Oh my goodness, I would have like, look at this crazy text thread my friend sent me.
No,
oh my God, is that you?
It was actually, like, I went white as a fucking ghost. Everyone was like, are you okay? And I'm like, I don't even know.
I'm actually not okay right now, but thank you for asking.
Yeah, so, like, it makes me feel somewhat better that, like, y'all also have these weird fucking run-ins with people, and you're like, why me? Why did this have to be me? Oh, my God. Wow. Well, thank you for sharing, and I'm going to call you again for the after show, because we're talking about you moving across the country with a military man.
Yes.
And... yeah, I can't wait to get into that one. So I'll talk to you soon.
All right, everybody, tune into the after show.
I'm so excited. All right, bye.
Bye.
Oh my God, I love doing this show so much. I mean, it's like if I didn't have people on the phone calling me and telling me these stories, I would never believe them. You're telling me a man literally looked at his girlfriend... I'm sorry, not his girlfriend. The woman he chose to have an affair with his wife with and said, I'd rather you dead than with someone else. And, huh? I mean, truly, the history of men, just the only consistent thing is that men have been mentally unstable since the dawn of time. Okay, so we're going to shift gears a little to our next caller, Leilani, and they are going to kind of walk us through a night out in Chicago that, well, actually, I'll let her explain it. Hi, Leilani, it's Chris from Chris vs. the People. Now, we need to talk about a certain night out in Chicago, because you said that you were kicked out to the streets by your Hinge hookup at 3 a.m.
Yes.
You scared a crackhead away, and you described yourself as 5 foot and looked like a Polly Pocket, which I actually cackled out loud reading. And you peed on your apartment driveway and had your Uber driver help you break into your apartment. So walk us through this one, please.
Okay, so it all started out, I was out in Chicago in Wrigleyville, just living my best life, you know, and one of my Hinge boys texted me to, like, hook up or something.
And what time of the night is that at?
It's, like, 1:30.
Oh, so the night's, like, already been happening.
No, yeah, like, the drinks are flowing, like, I'm drunk, like...
Right now or then?
Oh, both. both, girl.
Incredible both. Answer. Incredible answer.
But yeah, so I was like, you know what? And I look at I was with my friend Alex, and I was going to sleep at her house. But then since my Hinge man, like, we've been, like, talking for a little bit, I was like, you know what? I'm going to go to his.
Have you guys ever met before you, like, go to his?
So no, but we've been texting for, like, 9 months.
I'm sorry.
Like, a long time.
Wait. How have you been texting for 9 months but never met?
It just kept not working out. I kept having other hus, you know?
Like, sure.
You know?
Okay. Okay. So you 9 months later into this gestational period and you decide at 1:30, let's finally meet.
Yeah. And like, it's been a while. Like, let's get some action, you know?
Totally. Listen, I am all for everybody getting action. Everyone should be getting dicked down, especially now.
Yes, and I tell Alex, I go, okay, Alex is my bestie girl. I tell Alex, I go, I'm leaving. I'm going to see Vinny. And I'm going to name drop him because fuck that bitch. I go, I'm going to go to Vinny's. So I go to Vinny's. We get there. Oh, my gosh. The worst sex of my life. The worst sex of my fucking life. I've never had the most vanilla sex of my life. So it was horrible. It was bad. Like,
was it horrible because something really bad happened, or was it horrible just because it was like basic, normal, plain sex?
Not to get graphic, Chris, but like we only had missionary sex.
Oh, I feel like when people say not to get graphic, like there's blood involved. So I'm taking a big sigh of relief.
Oh, no, no, no. Like, yeah, so like he came 3 times, I came 0.
Oh my God.
You know?
And he came 3 times and all you guys were doing was missionary?
Yeah, I mean, I fucked it a little.
Oh, okay, got it. Okay, okay, okay. We don't need to get into the nitty gritty, cummy wummy of it all.
Yeah, but anyways, the moral of the story, it was bad. It was so bad, and it was awkward.
All right, I have it in my notes. It was bad sex.
And it smelled bad. Like the apartment smelled like trash.
Oh,
it was bad.
I love that you're just tearing this guy apart. So why did he kick you out at 3 a.m.?
Oh, yeah. So after it was all over, I like thought I was sleeping there. Like, because he had told me before, he goes, I can't wait to sleep next to you. Like, you would think I'm sleeping here, right?
No, it's a straight man telling you that. Of course he doesn't fucking mean that. He just wants his dick wet. What are we doing?
No, Chris, you're right, and I feel dumb for it.
Do you think it's a third grade sleepover? And he's like, I can't wait to sleep next to you and braid our hair and talk about boy. I mean, no, babe, he wants to come 3 times doing missionary, like the little Catholic man that he is.
But, like, we've been texting for 9 months about this sleepy, you know, like, about this sleepover. So I thought we had something there. But anyways, he looks at me, and I'm, like, starting to, like, fall asleep. And this is, like, a minute after we're done. He goes, can you leave? And I look at him. I go, what? And he goes, like, now.
Oh, my God. You absolutely know he had another puss on the way. So you think he has a girlfriend? We have no confirmation of this.
No confirmation. He says, like, now. And I'm like, okay. And I'm so mad that I have no words coming out of my mouth. I just start aggressively putting on my clothes. And he goes, I feel like you're mad at me. And I look at him and I go,
Vinny,
yeah, I'm mad at you.
Vinny, of course. Read the fucking dirty trash smelling room.
Oh, and keep in mind, it's 3 a.m. and we're in Chicago. You're sending me in my mini skirt and heeled boots out in the streets?
No.
Alone?
Okay.
At 3 a.m.?
For like the 1.5 straight men who are listening to this right now, if you kick someone out of your home after a hookup where you came not once, not twice, but trace times, here's the thing. You're going to go on your phone like a grown person and you're going to order an Uber for them. Okay?
That's what I'm saying.
That is.
I said, can I get my order at least? And he said, no, you have to go now.
Oh, I would have just taken a shit on his living room floor. I would have said, fuck you, bitch.
Literally, so I was like so mad. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm storming out. I get to the streets of Chicago. It's 3 a.m.
Wrigleyville.
Now, in Wrigleyville, I'm calling Alex. I'm like trying to get Alex awake because I'm like, Alex, I need to come back to your place because keep in mind, I live in the burbs. Like, my plan was to sleep at Alex's or a man's, and now I guess I have nowhere to go.
No, and now you're literally unhoused.
Yeah. So Alex isn't answering. I mean, to be fair, it's 3 a.m. I'm assuming she's asleep. So I start calling everyone I know in Chicago.
Are you still drunk at this point, or are you, like, kind of sobered up?
No, girl, I'm drunk. I'm...
Oh, my God. So you're doing, like, the 3 a.m. blackout contact list extravaganza? No.
Yes! Every single person I know that lives in downtown Chicago, no one is answering because it's 3:30 a.m. So this is not good. And as I'm walking, I'm in a mini skirt in Chicago at 3 a.m. alone with no pepper spray because these fucking bars will take it if I bring it.
And all these men in creepy cars are like, hey, sexy, can I pick you up? Like, can I drive you? Like, it's just not a good situation.
No, it doesn't seem like one.
Yeah, but thank God I'm a bitch. But anyways, we get to Alex. I finally walk my way to Alex's house and finally get to Alex's apartment. And I hit the buzzer and like do it like 20 times because this bitch isn't answering.
Yeah, she's asleep like a normal person.
No, yeah, she's asleep. And to be fair, I figured she was. I just kept doing it till like maybe she would wake up. But she didn't wake up. So I'm desperate. No, this is embarrassing. I look at the ground and I pick up a wood chip. And I try to pick the lock with a wood chip.
Oh, girl, the way I have been there, I have used like the thinnest little twig and I'm like, I'm going to do it. And then you jam the fucking keyhole and you can't pick it with anything now.
Yes.
Yep. I've seen this film, unfortunately.
Yes, so it's just not working. So finally, I give up. I'm like, it's just not going to happen. Like, I'm not getting in here. So I think, what's open for 24 hours? McDonald's. That's what's open. So I call an Uber because I'm like, I need to stop walking on these streets. I'm going to get shot.
Well, have you peed in your apartment driveway at this point?
Oh, girl, not yet.
Oh, my God. So where are you going with this Uber driver?
I Uber myself to a McDonald's to, like, go sit inside somewhere so that I'm outside. I'm also cold. Like, it's still cold in Chicago. Like, it's cold. So I get to the McDonald's, and the Uber driver is kind of sassy. He goes, McDonald's? Like, as we pull up, and I go, yeah.
You're like, the breakfast menu just started, bitch. I'm getting a hash brown and a bacon, egg, and cheese, if that's okay.
No, yeah. I'm like, the fuck? It's 4 a.m. Like, fuck you. Whatever. So we get out, and I go to the door, locked. Go to the other door, okay. Locked. Okay. I bang on the window because I see a McDonald's man sitting there eating. And he looks at me, does a, like, with his hand, like, cutting his neck, you know that?
Oh, yeah,
thing?
Like...
Well, he's like, nope. He's like, nope. Like, you're not getting in here.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, fuck. Like, you're not going to let me in my mini skirt inside right now? Like, I can't be outside. I shouldn't be outside. Like, whatever. So then I'm like, well, shit. I guess I'm going to have to go back to the suburbs because nobody in Chicago is answering. But the problem is my keys for my car and my apartment are inside Alex's apartment. By the way, Alex is with me right now.
Oh, hey, girl. How are you, Alex?
I literally cannot hear anything you're saying, but, like, love you.
Thank you. I've heard everything that you haven't been saying because you're asleep in this story.
No, yeah, she's asleep. So I call an Uber to go back to the suburbs because I'm like, I guess I'll try to break into my apartment. That'll be fine. I'm drunk. I think breaking in will be okay. So then I call the Uber, and as I'm waiting for the Uber, I'm standing outside the McDonald's. Keep in mind, there's no witnesses present. The person that was eating McDonald's inside the McDonald's left because he didn't want to see me anymore.
He's like, I'm going to go eat this alone in the back, actually. That doesn't sound so bad.
Like, as soon as I was standing there, he made that face and was like, no. And then when I was standing there, he just picked up and left. Like, I was like, anyway, okay, whatever. Guess I'm that horrible to look at. So then I look across the road, like 100 feet away, and I see a crackhead. I see a crackhead. And I'm like, oh my gosh, it's your stereotypical crackhead. Like, we're in Chicago. There's a lot of those. And then he sees me. Then he sees me. And he starts beelining it for me. Like, I'm telling you, sprinting at me. Sprinting. And I'm like, oh, fuck. The crackhead is sprinting at me, and it's 4:30 in the morning. What the fuck? So then he gets into my face. He goes, I don't fuck with you. And something switched in my mind, and, like, all my friends would say it. They'd be like, no, Layla can be a fucking bitch, but something flipped in my mind where I was like, uh-uh. I hate men, and I'm not dealing with this today.
Well, also because you're in this situation because some loser of a man fucking kicked you out at 3 a.m.
Exactly. Like, I'm in this situation because of a man. Oh, you heard that.
Are you okay?
Oh, no, Alex is peeing.
Oh, totally. I'm so glad that that's happening while we're on the phone.
So, yeah, so he goes, I don't fuck with you, in my face.
And I'm like, oh shit, there's a fucking crackhead. I'm pissed at this moment because I'm already mad at men because of the situation. And so I scream back at him, like, I don't fuck with you either. And he puts his arms up to like swing. So I put my arms up to swing. Like, we're about to do this. It's okay. Like, we're going to do this.
Meanwhile, it's like 4 a.m. outside of a Chicago McDonald's.
No, yeah. Like, Chicago's not the safest area, I would say, for this situation. And so he was just like, puts his arm up to swing at me. And so I put my arms up and I'm like, fuck you, bitch. I'm not fucking dealing with your shit right now. I don't fuck with you. Like, I start going off. I start going crazy. Little did this crackhead know he reached an insane person. So I curb stomp him. I push him out of my face because he was in my face. So I push him to the ground and I start curb stomping.
Wait. Okay, I need to jump in here really quick. Do we have the same definition of curb stomping? Like
I have big ass shoes.
And you are just stomping him while he's on the ground?
Yeah, that's correct.
Period. Honestly, work. That's...
No, yeah. Because I was in fight or flight, and a motherfucker chose flight. I mean, fight.
Yeah. Fight. I was like, oh, God. Something tells me you're going to end up in a similar situation tonight after your drinking escapades.
Oh, if you hear that flush, I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. I've heard so much already. So you order an Uber, and you go back to your apartment, and then you pee in the driveway?
Yes. I take an Uber back home after I fight the crackhead and he runs away because imagine being so insane the crackhead runs from you.
No, I've done that math in my head for sure.
And I'm 5'0". Like, I look silly.
I'm 5'0" is so funny.
So then, I take an Uber back to the burbs and I fall asleep even though they're blasting some music the whole time, but it's fine. And I get home and I'm banking on this grill being there because I'm like I'm on the second floor of this like condo complex. I cannot get into my apartment, break in unless I have the grill there. Because if the grill's there, I can climb on the grill and pull myself up on the balcony and get into my apartment. So I go to the backyard and the grill is not there. They don't have the grill out because it's not warm enough in Chicago for the grill to be out. So now I'm fucked because I can't get up there on the second floor as a 5-foot woman. Like, that's not happening. So then what do I think? I go, if I can't break in here, I can break into my dad's house. Like, I did it in high school. I can do it again. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to call an Uber to my dad's house and break into his house instead because I can't break into mine.
Oh, my God. You are doing, like, drunk American Ninja Warrior right now. I mean, this is the most... like the fact that this is all happening in one night and you're still alive to be calling me is crazy.
No, imagine being Alex getting the audio message in the morning.
Oh, I mean, she's got the best position in this story. She got a full 8 hours and some voice memos.
No, literally. So then I decide I need to pee. It's been hours since I peed, and I drink a lot of alcohol. So my drunk ass, instead of going in the bush, was like, let me go. So I'm apartment B. I decided to go to the B section of the driveway that is lit up with a bright light and pee right there because that one is my property, apparently. That's what my mind thought. My mind was like, that's perfect. Right there, under the spotlight of the driveway.
So you're peeing in your spotlight. You've hit your mark.
Yes, and the Uber pulls up as I'm peeing. Yay.
Every Uber driver's dream.
No, literally the Nile River is flowing down the driveway as I'm peeing. And they pull up in their Audi. And I'm like, what are you doing right now at 5 a.m. in your Audi? Like, I don't deserve to be in there.
He's like, you ordered an Uber, right?
So I stand up, my mini skirt has pee all over it, and I go into his car and I'm like, hey,
how y'all doing?
No, literally. And he was like so chipper. He was like, how's your night going?
You're like, it's 5 a.m. You just watched me piss in a parking lot. I've tried to parkour my building. A guy kicked me out on the street. I fought a homeless person and I got rejected from a McDonald's. How do you think my night is going?
So I lay it
down on him because I haven't talked to a human in a while. Like, I kind of need some comfort. So I lay it down on him. And he's like, oh, my God, like, that's bad. Like, that's not good. Like, that's not a good situation. I'm like, yeah, no. As I'm leaving a pee print on his fucking back seat of the Audi because my shirt's wet. Like, I just peed. Like, I'm literally pee printing his ass back there. So then the Uber driver, bless his soul. Bless his soul. He deserves a special place in heaven. He goes, do you want me to help you break in your apartment? And I go, would you do that? Would you do that?
His point of view, he's like, if I can help break into her apartment, I will not have a piss-covered backseat. Like, I absolutely know that that was his angle. He's like, I do not want to drive her.
I think he wanted me out of there. So I was like, if you're down to break into my apartment, then I'm down. And he goes, if you're comfortable with me helping you break into your apartment, then I'm down. And I go, I'm comfortable with it. Fuck it. Let's go. And he said, fuck it, and put it in sport mode. And we made a U-turn and we went speeding back to my apartment. So then we get to my apartment and he gets out of the car. And this man is tall, like well over 6 feet. And I go, perfect. You are perfect for this job. Thank God. I'm like, thank God. So he gets out of the car. He goes, where's the balcony? I go, in the back. So I bring him back to the back of the apartment complex, and I show him the balcony. And he's like, you're going to have to take off those big boots because it's not going to work. Like, so I'm like, okay, we're on some parkour shit. Like, we're going to do this. Okay. And I'm still drunk. I am still drunk. And I go, he wants to do some cheerleader shit. He was like, some 1, 2, 3, 4, like, you know, all that. So he puts his hands together and was like, put your feet here. I'm going to lift you up. You grab and then you pull yourself up and then I'll back spot you. And I'm like, whoa, okay. That's a lot to do right now. Somehow it worked.
Your apartment security is like, there's someone breaking it. Oh, nope. They're just practicing for the halftime show. Never mind. They're good.
No, and keep in mind, the next morning I had a lot of bruises. I did bang myself a lot on these wood poles.
No, I figured that there was a lot of banging besides Vinny happening last night. Don't worry. I fully accounted for that.
No, but like this man literally, like, he must have been an ex-cheerleader because it was a flawless performance. Like, we made it up. And I got up there, and I always keep my back balcony unlocked in the rare case that this does happen. And so I open my balcony, and I run back to the balcony. I go, oh, my God, like, thank you so much. You're amazing. Like, it's unlocked. I can get inside. He's like, do you want your boots? I go, I don't care about those boots. Like, just leave them there. I'm going to bed. The birds are chirping. It's 6 a.m. I, like, go to sleep. Oh, no, I tip him. He gets a good tip.
Well, you gave him two tips, apparently. A monetary one and then one of how to break into your fucking apartment, girl.
Well, he did touch my pee skirt. So, like, that's not good on his end. Like, there was a lot of pee on there.
Oh, my God. I'm so stressed out for you.
In the morning, I wake up and I'm like, fuck, I have to get my car and my keys. So I Uber back. Imagine my hangover. It's not good. It's horrible. It's actually terrible.
But is it as bad as the night you just survived? Barely?
Honestly, no. When I tell you about this hangover, you're going to actually be like, maybe this is worse. Keep in mind, in Wrigleyville, that's where the Cubs stadium is, and there's a Cubs game. So it took an hour and a half to get to Alex's house because she lives there. I'm car sick. I'm dying. So when I was in the car on the way back to the city to get my car and keys, it was coming out my butt or it was coming out my mouth. And I chose my butt because I didn't want the $200 fee.
Wait. Are you about to tell me right now that to avoid a $200 cleanup fee from throwing up in an Uber, you shit all over the back seat?
I didn't shit. I sharted.
Babe. Tomato, tomato.
Well, okay. So I was starting and I was, okay. So do you know what I did is I put my noise canceling AirPods
No. 5 foot Polly Pocket. This is where I'm cutting you off. Thank you so much for sharing. I am not about to hear about you defecating in someone's backseat while you have noise cancellation activated.
So, you know, he sprayed aerosol because it was not good. The Uber driver did.
No, I figured the Uber driver was spraying the aerosol because you were spraying something entirely different. Well, thank you for sharing this night from hell out in Chicago. I am going to cut you off because I fear that, like, I'm becoming traumatized secondhand from it.
Secondhand.
I told you it was a lot, Chris.
I know, but like, I didn't think it was going to be like that much, you know? Kind of like you taking a shit in the back of someone's car. You're like, oh, I didn't think it would be that much. That's how I feel right now, too. So.
Oh my gosh. Well, thank you for letting me be on the call.
Oh, I'm definitely going to have to start screening these calls a little bit more after this one. Thank you for teaching me that lesson.
Oh my gosh, Chris.
I mean, girl, you're going to say Chris to me? I just heard about you having like 9 different bodily function after going Hulk mode on a fucking crockhead. And I'm the one getting in trouble? No, 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 no.
No, you're right. You're so right.
Thank you. I am. Please be safe tonight and make good decisions. And please, Alex, keep your phone on somewhat of a loud ringtone.
My phone is on and ready, Chris.
Okay, good.
It's on.
All right. I'm... God, I'm going to like wake up at like 2 a.m. thinking about you guys being like, is Leilani alive?
Leilani is alive with me, Chris.
Well, right now she is. The night it's young, apparently. Thank you so much for sharing this night of absolute debauchery. I will talk to you later. Be safe tonight.
I will. Bye, Chris.
Bye. Okay. I mean, at no point did I know where that story was fucking going next. Like, I feel amazing about every decision that I've ever made. Personally, after that, I don't think I've ever shit in someone's car. Although, now that I say that, I feel like I'm getting a memory, but I'm like, was that me or was that a dog that pooped? That's such a fucked up thing. All right, our next caller's name is Teddy, and we are solving an am I the asshole problem. Hi, Teddy. It's Chris from Chris vs. the People. Now, I am going to help figure out if you are the asshole for telling your stepdad that your mom was cheating, which resulted in them getting divorced.
Yes.
So I guess my first question is, how did you find out that your mom was cheating?
I had suspicions at the very beginning because she played this game. She still does. It's called Second Life. It's kind of like a simulation game in a sense where like you play with other people and stuff.
Okay.
And she would like be on the laptop and like whispering to people because you could like voice chat with them. And I looked over one day and she's in the kitchen doing this. So out in the open, I just look over while I'm eating and her avatar is naked. And she's like giving a lap dance to like a guy's avatar on there.
I'm just going to cut to the chase with my question. Your mom is using essentially an adult club penguin to have an affair?
Yes, pretty much.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. That is the difference between men and women cheating. That is so fucking smart. Not to like, you know, like congratulate her on ruining your family. But I mean, who's going to be like, I need to check their Second Life to see if they're having an affair? Like, yes. That's kind of genius.
And it was so obvious to honestly everyone, including my stepdad. He did have suspicion. He just didn't care at the moment. He was like, okay, play your little game. He kind of thought it was funny.
Okay, so wait, you see your mom giving a lap dance in Second Life.
Yeah.
And what did you say to her?
We would be like, okay, so it's like me and my 2 siblings. We'd be like, mom, like, what are you doing? And she would be like, quit looking at my laptop.
I would be like, hey, quit making your sim go naked and do woo-ha. I mean, what are we talking about?
I'm just trying to sit here and eat my Hot Pocket, and that's what she's doing.
And I'm staring at your avatar's Hot Pocket. I mean, what the fuck? What do you mean, stop looking at my laptop?
It eventually led to her, like, messaging the men from that game and getting their numbers and, like, kind of, like, Skype as well. This one, Skype was a big thing, not Zoom. And I found the messages on that because I had to do schoolwork. And she said, okay, use my computer, because she has a computer and a laptop. And I went on it, and the Skype messages were popping up, and she's sitting on her laptop messaging him at that moment.
Oh, my.
And so I took pictures.
Oh, my God. So what was the timeline from finding it to telling your stepdad?
So I took the pictures of it because I had a feeling he wouldn't believe me. Both of them are not the best people to sum that up.
Oh, okay.
So I took pictures.
Okay, so the only person I'm rooting for in this is you, honestly.
Pretty much. And I took pictures and I saved it until my stepdad pretty much wanted to be a smartass, I guess. He was very rude and mean. And there was a day where he was kind of calling me names. And I said, well, it's not my fault your wife's cheating on you. And then I showed him the pictures.
Wait a minute. Wait a fucking minute and hold the fucking phone. You mean to tell me that you found out your mom was cheating on your stepdad in essentially The Sims, and you took pictures of the proof to save for a rainy day for when he pissed you off?
Yes, I didn't think of it that way, but yes.
I need to thank you for this masterclass in petty, because I truly am leaving this seminar inspired. That's honestly insane. That is honestly masterful. So what did he say when you said, well, at least my wife isn't cheating on me?
So he tried to just laugh it off and be like, no way, pretty much. And so I just whipped out my phone and I showed him the picture, has the date on it and everything. And it was pretty much them like sexting and him buying her things. So he, after that, I just was like, oh, wow, okay. Like, it humbled him pretty quick.
No, you leveled him to the ground.
And then she got home.
And then what? Oh, my God. I was going to ask another question, but I am fully sat with some popcorn.
So she got home, and then immediately, he's kind of being rude. They fought a lot, so it wasn't anything new. So, like, she would just be like, okay, whatever, leave me alone. And she'd get on her laptop to play the game. And then he'd be like, oh, are you messaging your boyfriends on the game? And she's like, what are you talking about? And he says that he thankfully didn't out me. He said that he went through her laptop and found the evidence.
Oh.
And that caused pretty much a screaming match. And I'm just sitting there watching it all.
Did your mom own up to it, or did she try and like play it off and say that he was crazy? Oh my God, I'm so invested in this. I feel like I'm watching a movie.
She tried to like deflect on it pretty much and be like, no, like, it's because, you know, like with how you've been treating me and stuff. But keep in mind, she's like a big narcissist, so.
No, I mean, this sounds like two truths and a lie, but it's two assholes and a prisoner. And you are, and I'm sorry to say, the prisoner.
And they like pretty much just keep going back at it the whole time. It just kept going for a while. Like, she would keep messaging these dudes. He's aware of it. And he would keep getting at her about it. And wait. Eventually they got divorced.
Wait, so she was messaging multiple guys on Second Life?
Yes. Yes, there was multiple, all from, like, around the world, pretty much. Like, the one she talked to frequently was in Canada.
Oh, my God. Not her fucking Epcotting the shit out of these. I mean, she is literally going around the world. How long were they married?
Like, 15 years.
Oh, okay. So it's, oh, my God, that's even more upsetting. I didn't know if it was going to be better or worse if it was long or short. Because I'm like, if it was short, why did you even get married? Oh, but 15 years, that's, oof, that's heavy. So after you told your stepdad, how long till they got divorced? Was it pretty quick?
No, actually, they pretty much separated, but they stayed living in the same home.
I never understand that. And there's no tea, no shade, no lemonade to anybody who this applies to. But I do not understand people who have separated and still live together.
Yeah, I have no idea. She refused. She had a home option. My great grandpa was like, hey, you can have like this home and I'll like pay for it and stuff and you can have it. Then she refused. So I'll stay here.
Okay, weird flex. Weird. Does she know now that you're the one who told your dad, your stepdad?
No.
Okay, Slay. So this is still like a deep secret.
Yes. And she's still doing this, actually. She's with the new guy. They are about to get married. Been dating for 6 months.
Oh, my God. Your mom sounds like a fucking mess.
She is. Because I just found out like a few minutes ago that she's still using that game.
You saw her giving another lap dance? I mean, what is she doing now? Jesus Christ.
My sibling messaged me being like, yeah, I have more tea. And pretty much she was having some fun time on the game with some of the men.
Okay, literally, why is she me in middle school playing Sims? I'm like, ooh, they're having sex, and I did a cheat code where I can see their parts now.
Except it was fun time on herself.
No, I did that math, unfortunately. Well, thank you for sharing a little piece of trauma. Now, I will be talking to you on the after show because you're an OF creator, and you said you've gotten some insane requests, and
Yes. That's
the type of nosiness that I'm looking for, and that's the type of shit we can talk about on the after show. So I will talk to you in a little bit, and thank you so much. I am so sorry that...
No problem.
Are you okay, like, mentally?
No, I'm fine. I'm fine. I thought it was, like, amusing.
We're all so fucked in the head. Well, thank you so much, and I'll talk to you in a little.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Oh, my God. I mean, like, on one hand, it's refreshing to hear a woman cheat, and, like, I do stand by. That's a really smart way of doing it. Like, who is going to suspect, like, who are you talking to on that Club Penguin? Although, yeah, if my partner is, like, playing that kind of a game all the time, I guess I would grow suspicious. Anyways, we have our last caller, Peyton, and they did a Disney college program, and a famous person's son worked with them, but omitted details about his life and the truth so none of us would know. And I want to know all about it. Hi, Peyton. It's Chris from Chris vs. the People. Now, who was the famous person's son that you worked with? I need to know.
Okay, so to preface the story, he's an old famous guy. Like, not a lot of young people are going to know who he is. It is the band Hanson. They sing the song Mm-hmm Bop. I don't know. You'll know it if you look it up, but me saying it out loud, it probably sounds insane.
No, I got it. So one of the people's from Hanson's son you worked with.
Yes. So I did a Disney college program. I promise I'm not a Disney adult.
I love that you feel the need to have to preface that. You're like, just so everyone knows, do not form judgments about me.
I'm not. I swear. I literally...
It's okay if you are, girl. It's a safe space. I just want to... hear about the tea from the college program.
So we got there. There's a few people that work in the restaurant that I worked at. I had to wear like a little bonnet every day. It was very colonial girl, which didn't match my vibe. So I was already like not having a good time. It was super interesting. But there was a few college program people. I started to become friends with this guy and we got super close, but he would like flirt with me a little bit. And I'm like a very much so like man eater. I don't put up with it, but I think that made him want to try even more, you know?
Okay.
So when we would hang out, he would like, he told me that his dad had his own like beer that he made, but then he told somebody else that he like was a musician, but like didn't go into detail.
So he's like telling kind of everybody little
exactly
crumbs of his life. So they're like not wrong or lies, but they're just not whole truths.
Like you're omitting some details that would mean something. He also put his number in my phone and like didn't put his last name, which I thought was like super weird.
Did you know his last name from being his coworker?
No, nobody knew his last name.
What's his, is his last name Hanson?
Yes, the last name.
Okay, but
Ben
like
Hanson is three brothers.
Yeah, I know, but like that could be Sally Hanson. That could be Hanson the band. Like that is so weird to leave out as if that would be like it would be one thing if his last name was like Kardashian. Like that would be crazy. But to leave out the name Hanson is so weird.
I know. It was so strange. Like you really think that I would know. As soon as I read Hanson, I would be like, oh, yep, that's you.
I will say, though, I think it's pretty impressive that his dad was in a famous band and he's like still working at a college program.
He was homeschooled his whole life and it was like very blatantly obvious. I think that he lacked the social skill.
Got it. This was his socialization program. Okay.
No, literally. Like, I think this was the first time he was ever out in the world.
That's so fucking bleak. You mentioned that he tried to kiss you at IHOP at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
Oh, this doesn't sound great. What happened here?
We went out. It was me and another college program gal, and I drove all of us to IHOP at like 4 a.m. he was trying to flirt with me the entire time. And I was just like, stop, like, get a grip, please. My friend that I was with had a crush on him. She goes to the bathroom. He turned to me and he was like, tried to lean in. And I was like, what the fuck are you? Oh, can I cuss? Yes, I can.
Yeah, of course you can fucking cuss.
I thought about it for 2 seconds and I realized.
Yeah, good answer. Okay, so your friend goes to the bathroom.
He leaned in and I was like, what the fuck are you doing? And he was like, I just want to kiss. And I was like, Ezra, we're friends. Like, that's not. And he said, well, friends kiss. I said, no, they don't. And he said, well, can I be the first friend that you've ever kissed? And I was like, Ezra. And then he tried to lean in again. And then the friend walked out. And she was like, what are y'all doing? And Ezra was like, Peyton won't kiss me.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, at least he was honest, I guess.
Yeah. I mean,
oh my God. Okay. I can definitely tell that he was homeschooled just from that interaction alone. Wow. Do you guys still keep in contact?
He actually early left the program and didn't tell anybody he was leaving until 2 days before. And he said it was because something to do with his grandmother, but his dad was going on tour. So we all assumed that that was the reason why. And apparently one of the leaders knew about his last name and his dad. And that's how we all found out.
Oh, my God. Gag. You guys don't text still, though?
No, he texted me like a month after he left being like, I just want you to know, like, you were such a good friend to me there, better than anybody else. I'm really glad we got to know each other, blah, 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 blah.
But I'm going on tour with my dad, who's a rock star. Suck it, Peyton.
I think he was trying to rub it in my face.
He's like, enjoy that Disney college program that I left.
Mm-hmm.
I'm dead. Oh my God, I don't know why I thought it was going to be like Dennis Quaid's son or something. Like,
no, I realized, I was like, damn, this might be a little bit disappointing.
No, I think there's probably some Hanson fans that are listening because I don't know why. I just assume there's got to be one, you know?
There's somebody out there that knows exactly who I'm talking about.
Oh my God. Well, thank you so much for sharing this. Wow, what a fun, silly note to end on.
Yeah.
My God.
Ugh. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you. Have a good rest of your night.
Thank you. I will. You as well.
Wow. I'm trying to think. Like, if I was working with someone and they didn't put their last name in, I think I would be like, well, what's your last name? I have contact OCD, which I do. I do need first and last names. But like, that's crazy. Because again, it's not like Sprouse even. Like, oh, are you related to the Sprouse twin? Like, Hanson is... so, like, Hanson to me feels almost as common as, like, Smith, you know? Like, I would never have thought about that. But then again, I guess I don't really know the band Hanson. Anyways, that brings us to the end of today's episode. I hope you guys enjoyed. Now, as always, be sure to subscribe to Chris vs. the People wherever you get your podcasts. And if you like video episodes, we put them up on youtube.com/@ChrisVersThePeople. Be sure to rate and review and leave us 5 stars and say something nice. It helps us out immensely. Again, I'm going on the road, so you can find ticket links in the description. And I will see you guys on the Chris vs. the People after show on patreon.com/ChrisClemons. I cannot wait to get into it. All right. I love you guys. See you next week. Mwah.